What is that which is nothing else, is nothing other except what is merely imputed by the mind? Is nothing other except what is merely imputed by mind. Is nothing other except what is merely imputed by mind. So again, the weak, you see, it's another, again becomes the existing man name and is empty from inside. So, you know, extremely subtle phenomena, the way it existing. So now, now day, so now, see the day. So weeks like that, now the day. So when you think of day, when we think of day, how the day appears to us, something real day, an existing from its own side. It doesn't appear to us, day doesn't appear to us merely labeled by mind, you know? It doesn't appear to us, even though the way the day exists is, you know, merely imputed by mind. So now again, the 24 hours. Why, so, see, because there's 24 hours, so a day, you see, day exists. What it is, what is merely imputed by the mind. What it is, what is merely imputed by the mind. So again, the day is a unification of emptiness and dependent arising. Existing man name. Merely imputed by mind, empty of existing from its own side. Now the hour. Again, when we think of hour, real hour. So how many hours of talk? Yeah. I think 500 hours. Anyway. Especially with them. I'm going to teach one more hour again. You see, then how that hour would appear to us. You see, it would appear even more inherently existent. A very painful hour. But could it be helpful to realize emptiness? easier to recognize the object to be repeated. The hour. Anyway, 60, what is that? How many minutes? No. How many minutes? 60 minutes. What is it? How does the hour exist? It's because there's a 60 minutes. So there's the base, and hour is the label. Two different phenomena. So, hour. What is hour? What is merely imputed by the mind. So again, that is totally empty of the real hour, existing from its own side. Real hour, in the sense, existing from its own side. So that is what hour is, in the reality. How the hour exists is that. What is hour is that? Totally, that which is totally empty from society. At the same time existing, also while it is existing in my name. So now. Let's see. So now, 1 minute has how many seconds? 1 minute. 60 seconds. 60 seconds. Okay. So again, why there's a minute? It's because there's 60 seconds. That's the base. Minute is a label. Two different phenomena. And the minute is what is immediately imputed by the mind. Therefore, it is totally empty from its own side. Extremely, again, extremely, it becomes extremely subtle phenomena. See, not that it became, but we see, to our mind, you see. It is like, it is, this is how minute, this is how the minute is, but we don't see that way. So now we, how we see, something which is extremely subtle phenomena. So now, so this is second or not? Is this second? Huh? What? Less. Less. This is less than second? this is less than second. I mean, this is the second is longer than this. No, this the clock, tuck, 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 tuck. The second, right? Each one second. Yeah, so this is the same. What? Less than, this is less than second. Second is longer. You think like that?
One more thousand.
Huh?
They usually tell you the measurement to say 1/1000.
1/1000 seconds. So you mean you split a second for 1,000?
One
1,000. What does it mean?
My teacher said, "Can you, stand there for 60 seconds? Count 1,000, 2,000."
But there's no meaning of the thousand. Huh? There's a meaning of the thousand. There's a meaning of the thousand.
Just the time it takes you to say it.
Huh?
Just the time it takes you to say a thousand.
Just to create some base.
Yeah.
just to say that it has a base. The second has a base. 1,000. So anyway, so the same second, and then that the wise how this anyway, how the second why second exists? Why second exists? Because there are many split seconds. There are many split seconds. So yeah. So that is the base, and second is the label. Two different phenomena. And the second, what is second? It's what is merely imputed by the mind. imputed is related, imputed connection to the all those split seconds. I don't know how many split seconds. according to different schools. The four schools of the Buddhist philosophers, they have different, the atoms different, doesn't have particles, or atoms have particles, same as the time. So they are different, you know, views. But I think might be personally a school, the particles, atoms, they have particles, and the particular atoms, then they, you see, they depend on, again, other particles like that. So, So also it's also time was the different schools had different way of explaining like that. So anyway, the second, so that's the those all those split seconds, the base, and then the second is the label, and that is merely embedded in the mind. So therefore, second is total. Second do not exist from its own side; it's totally empty. Like that. So anyway, to get an idea, you see, starting from the ear, down to the seconds, then including the split seconds. So all what they are is nothing except what is merely imputed by mind. They are totally empty on their own side. It's all that phenomena. So that's what it is. So just like that, exactly like that, all the phenomena are same. We have to understand, realize all the phenomena in that way. That's nature. That's the real nature of how the phenomena are or how they exist. So I think so same, starting same, how the eye is. The eye exists. Eye exists because there's aggregates, base aggregates. So there's the base eye's label. The eyes, what is eyes? What is merely imputed by mind? So therefore, that's totally non-existent, empty from its own side. So that again is extremely subtle phenomena. It exists, but it's extremely subtle. The way of existing is unbelievably subtle. So now the aggregates, the general aggregates, again that is merely imputed. Again, how that exists is because it's merely imputed by the mind. Merely imputed by the mind because there's collections of the five. Aggregates. Now, the aggregates of form, I said that how that exists is because there's all these collections of all these parts of the body. So I guess the form is again, you see, extremely subtle phenomena. You see what is merely imputed by the mind. You see collections of these parts of the body. Then all those, what you call head, legs, hands, all this. Again, each of those, you see, what they are is nothing except what is merely imputed on the collections of those parts. Base, there is many parts. Anyway, many parts, and even those parts, you see, what they are is what is merely imputed by mind, depending on another base. So it goes down to the atoms. What is atom? Atom is also merely imputed. Atom is also merely imputed by mind because there's a particular atoms. So the particular atoms is also merely imputed by mind because there's other particles. So starting from the eye down to the, starting from the eye, go through everything up to the, down to the particles of atoms and particles of atoms. So the whole thing, nothing exists from the outside. You see, nothing has inherent existence. Everything is totally empty right there. But that doesn't mean they don't exist. They exist in mere name. From the starting from the eye down to the particles of atoms, exist in mere name. Now, same thing, starting from the eye down to the. So, each mental factors and consciousness, all those merely, those also merely imputed by mind, depending on another base. Depending on the base, those different, you see, mental, those different thoughts, which has different functions. So, put the mind merely imputed. Put different label, mind merely imputed, different label, this and that, with different thought which does different functions, perceiving different objects, So like that. slow down the split seconds of consciousness. You know, go down. Let me see. Second of consciousness and split second of consciousness. I'm down there, starting from the eye, everything, everything what there are, so what is merely imputed by mind. So all these are totally empty. Starting from the eyes down to split second consciousness, everything are totally empty. So that's why in the philosophy of Buddha said in the teachings in where everything is Dāyu, Mingyang Dāyu. Everything exists in my name. Merely imputed. Everything exists being merely imputed by the mind. Mingyang Dāyu. Everything exists in a man name, merely imputed with the mind. Dāyu, existing man name. So that's existing, merely imputed. Existing, merely imputed by the mind. Dāyu. Dāyu is exist. Dāyu is labeled past. Everything exists, being merely imputed. Everything exists. Being merely imputed by the mind. I meant a little bit longer in English. So the conclusion is that everything's empty. So the meditation on the from the ear down to the city, split second, then eye down to the atoms or split second. So to meditate how everything, including the base, you see, the base is labeled another base, you see, like that. This base, for the aggregates, is the base to say label I, but then this is labeled this is labeled, you see, this aggregates, general aggregates, is a label that's imputed on the collections of five aggregates, you see. So they become labeled, and then it has its own base, like that. So like that, everything, you see, everything from the eye, everything exists in my name, the medium period by mind. So this is the meditation is good, say. Very important. Not thinking that on the aggregates, not thinking that way. There's aggregates there. It's very important to think aggregates is the merely I is imputed because there's a base aggregates, you know. So when you think this way, it differentiates. So when you differentiate aggregates and label I, then you don't think I is there. Then that time you don't think I is on the aggregates, you see. So that's a very important point. That's a very important point, you know, to get that, to appear to your mind, you know, to differentiate yourself. to get the idea that there's no I on the aggregates. At least to get clear that idea. There's no I on that case. Then once, you see, when you get that feeling, then it's easy, you see, the eyes, then exist, but it's in existing my name, merely imputed by mind, the entity. So that idea you should get. Then like this, you similarize to all the rest phenomena. Then it's very effective. Then it's very effective, you know. then you see what you discover, what it is, how these phenomena are, how they exist, is totally something. What in the reality is totally something else than up to now what you've been believing or what is appearing, what you've been believing. See? So if you can see the differences, then you're able to know what is the false. What is the truth? What is false in your life, and what is the truth? Then you're able to see. then with this realization or recognition, then you don't cheat yourself. Then you don't get deceived by this hallucination. You see, you don't get deceived. Otherwise, you believe in this truth. Like bad friend, I say, bad friend, but you believe in good and then trust, you see, then cheat you. So all these appearances, you believe that they really exist. Cling on that, and then that makes to born, it makes to connect right delusion, clear karma, die and born in samsara without end, suffering samsara without end. So this is the path. The mental emptiness is the only way to directly cut the delusions cause of samsara. You see? And only this way we get liberated from suffering samsara. Yeah. So stop here. Tāke chīnyē sāpē gāwā tūnā rūwā kōlā kāmbā tā kēpā jītūrā tā nōpē tēmē nīmbō rindā sā jī shō May the bodhicitta source of all the happiness of this for oneself, for all sentient beings, may the best of us with all the mind, in the mind of all the family, also family members, and in the mind of all of us here, and all the earthly sentient beings, without delay a second, and those who have generated, may it be increased. That which is generated, may it be increased. Changju sim jo 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 ma je ba ma je kya wa nya ba me ba ye ko ne ro be wa. Same thing, pray to exercise wisdom, realize emptiness, unmistaken right view. Person gives a view what Guru Shakyamuni Buddha realized, what Nagarjuna realized, what the Lama Tsongkhapa realized, what Milarepa realized. So that. Tonye Tawa Rinpoche Maje Panam Jeju Zikyawa Nyamba Ameba Kone Kongdo Abhevara Jo. These are the past future made correct by one's fathers. May all the father, mother, sentiment, happiness, virtue, Lord, and empty forever. May all the Bodhisattva's prayers be succeeded immediately. May I be able to cause all this to happen by myself alone. These are the past future made correct and theta, and it's correct by the of all the sentiments. Any sentient beings, just by seeing me, touching me, remembering me, thinking about me, talking about me, pray. By praising, by criticizing, just by this connection. So whatever, whether they tease me, whether they make fun of me, help or harm to me, whatever, just by this, may all these cause the back other sentient beings, and Nive Eva to be reborn in the lower realms. All those sentient beings, as he made in, may all these cause them, Nive Eva to be reborn in the lower realms. Those who abused me, so same, may the benefit for them. By their doing this, whatever condition they may do with me, may the benefit them, how, what, may it cause them never ever to be reborn in the lower realms since from that time. And then may they immediately get liberated from all the disease, spirit harm, late karma, all the defilements, may they achieve enlightenment as quickest as possible. By utilizing whole parts, especially bodhicitta. These are the past principles, may they collect and share, may they collect by the principle of all other sentient beings. that which is merely labeled by mind. May the I, who is merely labeled by mind, by thinking, by maintaining the meaning of merely labeled, to get the effect, see, conclusions to the goal is not that they're non-existent, but they're non-existent from its own side. That they're empty. So to get that idea, they exist, but they're empty. To get that idea, the middle way view. So if you. So you won't get that idea, then it's correct. Then you're reaching to the right point. But if you're thinking, by hearing, using the word mere level, if you think it's non-existent, that's you're falling nihilism. Meaning of the mere level by mind, if you're thinking not exist, then you are falling nihilism. So these are the three times that is corrected by others which is merely labeled by mind, Medha, who is merely labeled by mind, Ichi Guru Sharam to enlightenment, which is merely labeled by mind, and lead all the sentient beings who are merely labeled by mind to that enlightenment, which is merely labeled by mind, by myself alone, who is also merely labeled by mind. I dedicate all the merits in the way that the Buddha Bodhisattvas, three times Buddha Bodhisattvas is admired the most, and in the same way that they dedicate them. The Mumbavish, the Chamber of the Zamba, the energy of the Kundi, the logic of others, the Radu, the Sheva Javata, the Jimakana, the Ova, the Ivesa, the Ivesa, the Sambo, the Radu, the three times is collected by others, may the pure teaching of Lama Tsongkhapa, they were unified through the Tantra, may the complete actualize for the ones of my, ones of family members, or the student benefactors in this organization, those who sacrifice their life, doing service other through this organization, those who are Lama whom I promise, purpose, names, and doing service to me, send, may all these teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa in the past wisdom that all this power may be expressed within all of us, with all of our mind, without delay in a second. And may the Lama Tsongkhapa teaching be flourish forever in this world and be spread in all the directions, and may I be able to cause that to happen. No, Good night. In emptiness. Thank you.